What I'm about to share is going to save you a lot of stress this season. So if you're like me, you probably have a lot of kids on your holiday list, whether it's nieces and nephews, your own kids, your friends' kids. And I know a lot of you who listen have families. And also, you're probably at home homeschooling right now, looking for new creative things to do with your kids, or just creative, fun, connected ways to spend time with your kids. And that's why I'm so excited about KiwiCo, is because it delivers hands-on science and art projects for kids of all ages. It's everything needed to spark curiosity and kindle creative thinking, which makes KiwiCo the perfect gift. I know that I'm going to be gifting everybody that I know this to their kids this year. So I'm really excited because the projects are fun and they make you think, even as an adult. You guys, I opened up a box and it was a project where you're making a really cute bag. It's called a mochila bag, and you get to paint it, you get to customize it. And not only that, it's so cool because inside it comes with information and stories about what these bags are and what purpose they serve. And you learn all about the area where it came from, this iconic Colombian tote. So cool, because you get to learn along with whatever kids you're doing this with. So your child can get a super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every single month, which, like I said, if you're homeschooling, this is the coolest thing to be able to add to your child's day. So while they might be unable to go to fun places for the holidays this year, you can gift them an awesome experience with KiwiCo. And I am all about spending time together, doing something fun and creative and new while learning. You guys know I'm obsessed with learning. I would love to put these together. So KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code HAPPY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code HAPPY.
And that's how things happen for people. They don't wake up happy. They don't wake up full of perfect opportunity every single day. They do the right things and they make the right decisions in very small little moves that add up to very big wins.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
And we're back.
Hey, everyone. We're back with another episode of He Said, She Said. And I'm so grateful, actually, for this podcast.
Why is that?
With us together. Because I think it's so important for people to hear like the highs and lows and how you work through it as a human being and as a couple.
Well, speaking of, that's what we're talking about today. So you woke up just kind of blue today, right?
Yeah, very.
And I woke up like cloud nine, ready to go over the top, happy today. And here's the crazy thing. I woke up happier than usual for no reason that I can pinpoint. You woke up bluer than usual for no reason that you can pinpoint,
no,
right?
No, I had a great, great weekend. I'm excited for my week. Like, I have good things lined up. I'm overwhelmed for sure because I'm living in the future. So I definitely think that equates to it.
Well, the bottom line is there's always something that's overwhelming us and there's always something to celebrate. Why do we wake up the way that we wake up? And you and I, now this is not official science talk, but we call it the random chemical cocktail, meaning it's this random chemical cocktail in our body that is like, you are totally full of happiness today, or you are waking up a little more blue today. And the whole point of this podcast is I watched our morning routine. I watched our habits slowly take you from waking up blue to pointing you in the right direction, to saving your day. from what could have been maybe going in the wrong direction. And all of a sudden I had this aha moment. I'm like, oh my God, we got to tell everybody about this. It's not how you wake up. It's not your, you know, it's not the day you had before or the day you have in front of you. It's the habits you have that are either going to take you from good to great or from blue to ready to make a difference.
Yeah. And, you know, I think about this all the time. You don't know what version of yourself you're going to wake up with. You have a million different versions of yourself inside of you that it's like dependent upon, who knows, Mercury in retrograde, whether it was a full moon.
I can't.
Who knows if, I just had to drop it because we're in California. So, you know, but that's real too. Like who knows with the, we don't know what's going on externally. We have no idea, except we wake up and we blame ourselves or we blame like, oh, I just, why can't I feel good? Maybe I'm a depressed person. Maybe it's just that this is called the human experience and you just need really strong rituals to make sure that you can make yourself feel better. And I have to be honest, like right now, I still don't feel great yet. Like I have read my book, I've meditated, I've said multiple prayers. And it's not necessarily that it's going to change you immediately. It's that the consistency of doing these things will eventually pull you out. And they make you feel proud of yourself. Like at least now I feel proud that I'm doing them and that I'm not sitting like a lump on the couch. Like I'm slowly shifting.
You may say that you don't feel fully great yet, but that's not the point. Because I've watched you go from, I could tell you were blue to now I can tell you're ready for the day. You're far more positive. You've got a different energy about you. So imagine that trickle down effect. Even if you just recover that far, the people that you deal with today, the people that you strike deals with today, the everyone you come in contact, you're now creating a little bit more positive trickle-down effect than you would have if you didn't have these rituals. So I think the whole dang point is, let's stop analyzing why the hell we wake up the way we wake up, and let's make sure that we have the habits or the rituals in place in order to recover from anything that we may need to recover from. So I know the minute we woke up the same time today. To no alarm, which was nice. And when we woke up, I rolled over and I said, I'm happier, healthier, wealthier, more fit than I was yesterday. Like I do every single morning of our life. And you said it back to me. You said,
I'm happier, healthier, wealthier, more fit than I was yesterday.
And that right there is at least starting to control the first thoughts of your day when you're forced to say some kind of mantra.
Yes.
And then we said a prayer right away. Remember you reached your hand over, you're like, all right, let's say a prayer. And that first, what is that? 120 seconds of the day, whatever. That is powerful for shaping your next, let's say, 1 hour of thoughts, even your next 15 minutes of thoughts. And this is about stacking small wins. Mm-hmm. And we stacked a couple of small wins in order to start to turn the ship a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like you just can't. You know, one of the biggest things that I am so grateful for about you is, and it's so funny. It's just, it's like whenever I feel bad or when I felt bad in the past, I'm like, oh, I feel depressed today. You're like, good. Feel it. That's okay. It's okay to feel that way. Great. Feel it. It's like, okay, great. It's okay to feel this way. And I think sometimes when we give ourselves that grace around like, awesome, you feel depressed today. That's totally fine. That's totally normal. But like, keep moving or support yourself around it. You know, what is supporting yourself around that look like? And some days supporting yourself around it looks like staying in bed and pulling the covers over your head. Mm-hmm. But if that, what you have to do is know if that's really serving you or not. Like, go down the road and see if that's really what you need. Do you actually need more sleep? So yes, then you do. Like stay under the covers. But if you absolutely don't need more sleep and maybe you were drinking the night before, maybe you were binge eating, like maybe you really need a walk. Like maybe you need to support yourself with a walk and lots of water and healthy food.
Well, so to that point, I want to keep dissecting your day so people can truly understand what you did to start to right the ship. Woke up to mantra, said a quick prayer together in the morning. Which is really taking account for everything that we were grateful for and, you know, asking for anything that we needed. Then what was the very next thing I saw you do besides grab your coffee?
I don't know.
You grabbed your book.
Oh, my book. Yeah.
Yeah. And you dove into reading.
Yeah.
This is another thing. You could have gotten on Instagram. You could have done anything else, but you had the habit.
I did pick up Instagram. Then I put it down because it made me feel it worse.
How many books, how many days in a row have you read right now?
I think a couple months now, maybe.
Yeah.
Every day, but during the week.
You, every damn day. I haven't seen you not do one for the last month easily. And so because you built that muscle, because you built that habit, that was the thing you turned to right away today.
Mm-hmm.
After your book, then what'd you do?
Meditated.
Yeah. So you didn't skip that either. And it wasn't long. What was it?
school at 8 minutes today.
Yep. So usually we're not setting any records here, but it was just enough to make a loop, right? We're stacking wins. Then what did we do the minute that you were done meditating?
Went for a walk.
Yes. And we went for a 3.5 mile walk this morning. And I saw that's where I really started to see a little bit of a difference in you. Again, stacking wins. And when we...
You know, it's weird. Even on the walk, I noticed I was looking down a lot and I was like, look up. I told him to look up.
She startled me. She all of a sudden, she's like, look up. I'm like, what?
You're like, so
I thought something was wrong.
I was like, you were just looking down. We were both looking down. And, you know, it's interesting because if you look at how much during the day when you don't feel well that you like, or when you feel depressed or anxious or overwhelmed that you look down, what we do is we close out all of the opportunities in the world around us and create a very individualistic type of thinking. And that type of thinking, when you think of the one, it can be very separated and it can feel really isolating and your problem starts to seem bigger. And when you look up, you start to think of the whole and you open yourself up to opportunities and ideas. It's just the truth.
Mm-hmm. And right when we got home, actually it was right before we left for the walk, so we could walk back into it. What did you put on in the house?
Christmas music.
Christmas music. Like our happiest music on the planet. Today is day one of playing Christmas music at this house.
I'm very excited.
Seems small and insignificant, but it's stacking another win.
Yep.
And on the walk, what did we talk about the whole time?
I don't know. What did we talk about?
Things that are coming up that we're really grateful for and excited. Like we kept choosing our conversation. I'd say, okay, you know what I'm excited for about Christmas? We're going to be here. And you know what I'm excited for about this? We're going to be doing this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to reveal everything that we're talking about yet because we've got some pretty big announcements coming up. But we start talking about things we were looking forward to instead of talking about problems.
Yeah. And it's just like, sometimes you should reserve that time, like your walks. Sometimes they are important to work out problems. But if you're already not feeling great and you know working out problems is not going to go well because you're coming from a bad place, like just use that time for you.
Yes.
Like, what do you need to get energy? Like we've definitely had those walks where it's like, I need this walk just to have, this needs to be empty space, just saying gratitudes, looking at nature, like I literally need this as a break. And then other times you use walking for problems, right? But I think at the end of the day, what you should, we hope that you get out of this is like, you are so normal. Oh my gosh. Like it's never going to go away. This is how you're going to wake up every fourth day. If you're like me, some people every, you know, 3 months or 6 months. But like having so much grace on yourself and knowing that you can still be a really happy, successful, highly functioning person, even if you struggle with your emotions or you're going through a tough time right now.
So let me put a quick recap on this day. You know what? We always title these things at the end. We should title this How to Save Your Day, because that's literally what I watched you do. You woke up to the mantra, said a quick prayer of things you were grateful for and asked for what you needed. You grabbed your book. You grabbed caffeine. Maybe that should be part of it. You grabbed your book. You did your meditation, even though it was only 7 or 8 minutes long. You moved your body and you talked about things that you were looking forward to instead of trying to solve problems when you're already in a bad place.
Yes.
And then you put on, you created your atmosphere. You put on Christmas music. So for anyone, that could be anything. It could be your pump up music. Could be anything, right? Mm-hmm. But you took control of your atmosphere. That's 7 things that anybody can do. Mantra, prayer of what you're grateful for and what you need. Reading, even if it's an audiobook. Meditation. Or just, you know, still in silence, moving your body, talking about things that excite you and that's coming up, still trying to solve problems from a bad place, and controlling your atmosphere, putting on whatever music, whatever mood, whatever setting that you need. The 7 things that anybody can do to save their day.
Yeah, I love that. It's so funny because I was just picturing, I don't know why, I was picturing 2 fires. You're always choosing between like which fire you're going to stoke, like which fire are you going to build? Like, are you going to throw fuel on the depression fire? Are you going to have sugar and, you know, wake up and make pancakes and whipped cream when you don't feel good because you're comforting yourself? And if you know sugar affects you, like, there you go. You just threw propane on the depression fire. Are you going to go turn on television and just be like, oh, whatever, you know, about your day? It's like, which fire are you building? Because that's the one that's going to burn and consume you.
Oh, I love that. Because we always have 2 fires burning, even if the other one's just barely smoldering.
There's
you
always
can choose
2.
To add fuel to one of those 2 fires. Your habits, your routines, these 7 things, this is choosing to add fuel to the right fire, not to fuel the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, there's an old, actually Native American tale about 2 wolves, like that you always have 2 wolves, the good and the bad wolf. I'm being surreal too.
I know. I'm laughing for a different reason. Keep going.
And it's like, which one are you feeding? It's the same exact thing because the one that you're feeding is the one that's going to take over. I don't know why you're laughing.
I'm giggling because remember when your book came out, A Tribe Called Bliss, and everyone's like, how dare you write about Native Americans? I'm like, Lori is 25% Native American.
Yeah, I'm.
You just don't look the part.
No, I don't. I dye my hair blonde.
Yep. All right, guys. So hopefully these are seven things that will save the day for you. You know, mix and match your seven things. But the whole point is it's routine. It's what habit is, what habits you've built that will save the day. It's not how you wake up. It's what you do the moment you wake up that'll make or break. And then imagine stacking these wins during the day and then imagine stacking winning days. At that point, you're on a winning streak. And that's how things happen for people. They don't wake up happy. They don't wake up full of perfect opportunity every single day. They do the right things and they make the right decisions in very small little moves that add up to very big wins. This is literally what we have done. This is not like we just started doing this. This is literally what we have done for how many years now would you say that we've had great habits in the morning?
Oh gosh, we started doing this back in Minnesota for sure.
So 10 years, more than a decade. We have more than a decade. Yeah, that is when we took control of our mornings. We have more than a decade of testing, tweaking, like trying to come up with the best possible habits to make a routine in our day so it's our default. You know, when you're weak, you're always going to go to your default. Well, you got to make your moments of weakness, you got to make your default something really effective. We've put them into three courses over the last, 4 years?
Yep.
First, you came out with the Bliss Habit. That was every single thing that you taught at the Bliss Project for people that couldn't go.
Yes.
Super cool. Then you and I came out with our first course together, Aligned, where we examined all of your beliefs that set up your paradigm and all the hacks that you can do to put, you know, move them in the right direction in your life, your relationship, and your finances.
Yeah, I love that course. Super
cool. I love that course. And then I came out with the Money Principles about 18 months ago, which is every single thing you need to know, both mentally and the moves you need to make with your money. And I absolutely love that. So we cover everything from morning routines to what you do with your money and how to expand your business in those three courses. And we're doing something special for this this set of holidays coming up. What are we doing?
We are giving all three courses away to you early because we know that the holidays are going to be busy and you're probably going to be consumed. And then January is going to come and you're like, damn it. Why didn't I get my life together? Because now here's this new year with even more possible, you know, new challenges that are coming up. And you guys, these rituals and these habits and these mindsets are going to be the only thing that are going to help get you through and create the finances and ideas and type of, you know, even family
dynamics.
Your family dynamics, your literally everything. And I don't know what I would do without these. They have saved my life. So it's definitely everything that we do. And we talk really candidly in our courses as well, sharing stories about, you know, where we were before and what we do and how we really help create the future that we want. Like the only way you're going to get that future is by creating it, right? So it's really what you're going to do with these courses. So we're giving away three for the price of one. If you text the word bundle to 310-496-8363. And we're doing this as a flash sale. It's 72 hours. So by the time you hear this podcast,
there's 24 hours left.
Yes.
So text the word bundle to 310-496-8363. I'll say that one more time. 310-496-8363. Text the word bundle. You'll get the link for this flash sale. It's Monday the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November that we're going to make all three courses available. You buy one, you get them all for the price of actually less than one. Do you know that the price that we're charging is less than what you can get My Money Principles for right now?
I know you told me that. That's crazy.
It's literally three for the price of less than one because we want everyone prepared to handle the holidays, do what you need to do to have the best, most kick-ass 2021 possible. A lot of people got their tails handed to them in 2020. We know that. We want you set up for 2021. And there's no better way than having every single tool we've ever used and every single tool we've ever placed into our lives, into these courses.
Yeah. If you know things can't be the same this year as they were next year, you got to do something drastically different. Chris and I always do something, some sort of ritual around New Year's. You know, we totally do not do a New Year's party at all. But what we do is we do a very intentional kind of planning for our year and goal setting. So this could be a really beautiful thing that you could do, especially the aligned course, to get your year manifested in the way that you want with your partner and your family. If you're single, it's a great course for you as well, just to completely align your life to what you want, what you're going for. It gives you that space to create and to think and to really ask yourselves the important questions that you might be avoiding.
That course alone is the most one-stop shop for life you could ever use.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships, really finances, and self. It's incredible.
Yep.
All right, guys. So text bundle to 310-496-8363. In the meantime, every single week, you'll find us right here talking about what's real for us. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.